go out to LA. Coming from the city where no penny is shell. Somebody need to do a song for LA.
Hello, my name is Elaine, and I'll be your tour guide through South Central Los Angeles.
Look, count my dough and smoke up. I'm from California. Where you from? So what? I'm from California. California. California.
This is Los Angeles.
Well, where are we going?
Westward, ho.
What part of the song?
Whacked out.
New whacked out, yeah.
Whacked out, it's right. Like a whole bar that's just blacked out.
Yeah.
And he goes to the next one.
Right, right.
I want to hear that.
Yeah, yeah. What,
what's that about?
I want to hear what's up.
Somebody was like this. That's too much.
Somebody
that's
said,
too much.
Take
it out. That's too much.
I ain't going to take it out.
Somebody was
bro. Yo, everybody.
Nah.
Somebody hit him with it.
That could even be some strategic type shit for them to mute. They know for a fact everyone wants to.
Am I the only one that don't like the album?
Yes.
You're the only one that don't like the album?
I don't like the album, bro.
No?
Wow.
Wait, you don't like
Let's
nothing on
the
album?
Let's go to the videotape.
Huh? I don't like the album.
Why?
I mean, I just don't like Kendrick.
At all.
I don't like his voice.
But you're LA. But y'all make it hard for people that ain't from here, boy. I swear. Y'all, like, some nigga drop something, y'all just beat it with a bat.
Kenny, have you driven past the 10?
Oh,
I don't care.
Have you driven past the 10, can you?
Fuck.
Drop don't fight you ain't no
like, it's the best thing fucking since sliced bread. Like, it's
up there.
CD.
It's up there.
God damn.
Sliced bread was king.
It's been rough for a while.
It ain't
it's been rough.
Yeah, it's been rough.
I know. It's been rough for a while.
We've been down bad, Kenny.
Yeah.
We've been down bad.
Somebody from L.A. dropped some trash. Y'all excited about it. Like, y'all, boy, I swear.
We're not as...
All right. All right, man, look. I'm just going to be blunt with y'all. All the East Coast niggas pull up. I'm from the East Coast. I'm just going to tell y'all now. I'm from the East Coast. I want y'all to understand something. Why are y'all hating on the West Coast still? Why are y'all hating on this guy, Kendrick Lamar? Why do we have to hate on Kendrick, bro? Why? Why all these East Coast niggas still hating on the West Coast? Why? We got past all that. I don't understand. Is it that y'all know that this guy, Kendrick, is better than Biggie? He's better than Pac. He's better than Nas. He's better than Jay. He's better than M. He's better than anybody in New York. Are y'all so salty about this whole thing? Because y'all feel as though that he can't be one of the best because that's taking away your nostalgia, your feelings for the GOAT in your eyes. Is that what it is? You feel like if Kendrick Lamar was to get anointed as the greatest of all time, then whatever Biggie did or whatever Jay did or whatever Nas did is irrelevant? Is that what y'all saying?
Is it? Because I find it quite, and it's not just the East Coast. It's not just the East Coast. But mainly, I've said this before, though. Like, the way we look at East Coast hip-hop fans, and not all, it's the same way black people in general, not all black people, but I should assume most, look at a certain other group of people. Right? It's the same thing. And it's crazy because this battle kind of show, if you want to bring politics in it, and you've seen who voted for Donald Trump, like, the bulk of it, that's kind of like what this whole little beef did. You got the K-Dot fans, you got the Drake fans, right? And it's crazy because, Be honest, said he liked the album. But he said, he was like, man, something is weird going on. Like, something is in the water. Like, the fact that, like, because we, it's just Drake fans, though. It's not even hip-hop fans. I've tweeted out, even on Blue Sky. Shout out to Blue Sky. I'm on there, too. Yeah, I am. I signed up when it first came out, so leave me alone. And I'm back. It's like walking into Target. I'm going to go back to Walmart. But I shop at Target. I shop at Target more. But you know the difference between Target and whatever. So I'm at Blue Sky, too. I got like 7 friends. Shout out to Tahoe, Brett. Shit. Who else is over there? Shit, I only got like 7 friends. Oh, Drake over there, for sure. Everything culture. Anyhow, let's get back to it. I forgot where I left off now. Anyhow, so it's kind of like the same thing how black people look at certain white people. We know all white people aren't racist, but there are some racist white people out there, right? That's the same way we look at East Coast music, hip-hop, fans. It's like no matter what, y'all not shaking up that record book for nobody unless it's one of y'all's. It's gonna be a bag before, look, watch this. Before they give it to Nas, they gonna give it to Jay. They not going to give it to Nas over Jay. But let anybody from the West Coast be up for that crown, they're going to give it to Nas. And you know that's for a fact. And in all honesty, I don't even think niggas dislike us. You know what I really think it is? They don't like the way we celebrate. I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt. I think they do fuck with us. They just don't like the way we celebrate. They say we do too much. And we already know what it is. The more you win, the longer. You know what I mean? So you got to figure our championships have been spread out. Pause. You know, we've won a couple of championships within the city, not too far apart. It doesn't help that we had Dr. Dre and them perform. And that was what the first one? That was the first time ever or whatever. So now people think that it's supposed to be consistent after that. I'm confused about that. But anyhow, you had Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg pop up. They bring out K-Dot. You know what I'm saying? And it was a lot. Niggas don't like K-Dot for whatever reason. And now I'm seeing niggas like twist the whole thing around. The weird thing is, and it's like, we know all New Yorkers ain't West Coast haters. We know that. Cause shout out to the Rap Roundtable. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Tahoe. I know Tahoe fuck with us. But nigga, y'all got some East Coast racist hip hop fans. That's for a fact. You just heard it. I didn't even get to the Cameron and Mace clips. You see what I'm saying? And it's not one of those things where, oh, well, are you trying to say everybody, you got to like everybody? Nah, it's not that. The one thing that I want to point out, nigga, is the hatred. Niggas ran the whole 2024 and they was really trying to defend the nigga they said was corny out the gate. I call all you niggas. All you niggas told me the same thing. We knew Drake was corny, but the nigga made the bops. That lets me know everything that I needed to know. Niggas don't mess with the West Coast. Niggas don't mess with L.A. Niggas don't fuck with the Bay. We can see it. We can see it. Now we just doubling down on shit. Just doubling down on shit. Your man's is down bad. He got 2 lawsuits he looking into. And niggas hoping he win, though. I don't know what it's going to prove. Hey, niggas want the bots allegation to be true so bad. But it is. You think niggas... Hey, you think... You think that KDOT fans didn't know that Drake used bots? Niggas don't care. You're not, hey, my nigga, you're not going to get to where you got to without, nigga, who said it best? If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. Niggas knew that. Not to say that Drake is not talented. That nigga's one of the most talented human beings that has ever been created. I give y'all that. But the nigga had, that nigga had a helping hand too. The cool part is nothing we could do about it. The machine, here y'all go. The machine has been behind that nigga back for 15 years. And we've all known this. And y'all said he was corny, but he made y'all the bops. So what are we sitting up here arguing for? I listen to all you niggas. Oh, man, I don't like that song. He called him, oh, y'all dancing to a pedophile song. Shut up. Shut up. All of a sudden, all these podcasters and especially my nigga, especially the old artists that turned podcasters, all of a sudden, these niggas got stand-up morals now. You could tell that the new era, I can't say new generation, but the new era of the world have, I ain't going to say quickly, I'm going to say slowly but surely started to shed off on a couple of niggas. Like that participation trophy type of vibe is starting to be a common thing now. That's what it looks like. It looks like niggas just don't like us because of how we celebrate. And then they after the battle was over, niggas hit me with the, oh, well, he never had a chance. Y'all niggas is weird. I had to get back to the whole Twitter thing that I was posting. I was saying on Twitter and Blue Sky, that's what I meant to get back to. It's going to be a case study on you niggas. On all the Drake fans. It's going to be a case study on the Drake fans. I'm going to get back to the original topic, which is, you know, towards the haters in general. But they're going to do a case study on you niggas. Because I'm on Twitter spaces. And, you know, they be having, Joe Budden be having some, you know. Now, a lot of times I don't catch them live. You know what I'm saying? It'd be the clips. And I'm starting to listen to, you know, this is one of the first ones that they had when they first got news of the lawsuits and shit like that. So in these spaces is obviously is Patreons. Spend they big bucks. I think you got to spend like $50 if I'm not mistaken to be in that type of situation. But anyhow, they got their records up in there. You got some that's Drake fans, some that's KDOT fans, and then you got, you know, on the fence type niggas. Dog. The only reason why I remember her name, because I've never met a woman named Ricky before, or is either Rick or Ricky. Anyhow, y'all gotta go hear her talk. Jesus Christ. Last week, she was breaking down what the lawsuit really was about, why Joe Budden needs to get behind him. And next thing you know, nigga, her voice started cracking. It sounded like she was about to cry. I gotta go find that clip. I have to, but I don't know what part, because I don't know how long I was inside the spaces when that actually went down. Hey, they really arguing about KDOT and Drake. They are arguing about it. And I'm not talking about, but all my content creators, my podcasters and stuff like that, we know what it is. I'm not talking about y'all. I'm talking about the niggas that just, they don't fuck with us at all. It's not something that I'm starting to realize. I'm starting to realize how shit never changed. And but it's, and then we get that oh nigga get over it type of. It's the same thing, bro. We look just like how black folks look at certain white folks. It's the same thing. And them niggas gonna tell you to shut up and you know what I'm saying? Niggas gonna tell you to shut up and dribble. And that's what we be getting. And then when we start dissing niggas, we doing too much. I started to notice, man. I started and cause this show wasn't even wasn't. I was going to do two different shows because the show that I originally was about to do was kind of a remix. Yeah, it was actually a remix to 12 Cows, one of his recent episodes where he had ranked his top West Coast artists of all time in L.A., I should say, right? No, not necessarily. I think, well, I was going to play out a clip of his top five, but I was going to remix it and tell him why K-Dot was going to end up being number one over Cube, over Snoop, and how Pac probably barely makes the top five. And I'm going to tell you why. And then we're going to get back to the other show that I was going to do separately. But Cube has always been at that number one spot for me. Even with Snoop Dogg, like I've basically seen Snoop Dogg whole career. And yes, we can all say that Snoop Dogg might be top three recognizable humans and whatever you want to call of all time. I'm talking about all time across all decades, generations, aliens. Like he is Jesus, and then it might be Snoop after that. Might be Snoop after that. You know what I mean? And I get that. I get that. We know Snoop is always going to be one of the major faces of the West, and the nigga face of the coast. Tell you the truth, nigga probably the face of weed, marijuana. You know what I'm saying? So we know all that, and then we know how important Pac was to our city and our coast, etc. But it's almost unfair to even put him in the top five because I put him at a level that is beyond ranking. You know what I mean? But at the same time, I don't think you're going to ever in my book. And Pac is Pac. I consider him a god. But in my book, when it comes down to L.A. all time or California all time, that's the cast that was basically born and or raised here. You know what I mean? At a much, much younger age. Like, you know, so these are homegrown cats. And let me, a little sidebar. I was in the Rap Roundtable, one of their shows a couple of weeks ago, and I made a comment, and this was when they were talking about Game or something like that, and I made a statement, bold statement, saying Game is not even top 10 all time, right? And somebody who said they were from L.A. said, no, that's not true. You capping. You just don't like him. He's definitely top 10. And I said, I mean, I could prove it. I could prove it if we really want to go down the list, but I'm not going to do that right now. But I got a solid 10. That's five. It's solidified, right? And that's with, if I add Pac, he for sure up out of there. But let me get back to that too. So Pac, no, not being born out here, that hurts his chances of even competing with that. With those other guys, because, like I said, Cube held that spot for the longest. Snoop Dogg, in the world eyes, is the most recognizable West Coast cat of all time. And then you got Nip, who really meant a lot because it's kind of like a mainstream artist with underground vibes that everybody kind of fuck with, related to, and then seeing his ambition and his business ventures and the way he talked, versus, you know, where he came from. And apparently, you know, after his death, you found out who fucked with him a lot. You know what I mean? So when you talk about those are three solid names right there. Snoop, Q, you know what I'm saying? And Nip. And then you got K-Dot, who on the West Coast a lot of people might consider him top three. On the average, they're going to consider him top three because, like I said, a lot of people know Snoop, and then a lot of people probably know or know about Ice Cube. You know what I'm saying? And those are two staples. But K-Dot, I feel like his peak started at the same time or quicker than the others. You know what I mean? Like, his career start off was probably, like, his career debut was probably better than Pac's, right? And, again, that's one who's not from the city, you know what I'm saying, still representing our coast, but we can say that K-Dot's debut was, when we talk about the album, might be. We'll see. And then Impact. Obviously, we know one of the diss tracks, but one of the biggest beefs of all time, Pac and Big, which was just stupid to begin with. And, you know, we see how that turned out. Cast that was friends and from friends to foes, you know what I'm saying? And That was something. But it both ended with both of them dying. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it started or it influenced two coasts to frown or go against each other, even though those type of vibes were already there prior to that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just was. Cube has said it. A lot of West Coast artists have said it before, you know, but again, we can't sit up there and say the whole entire East Coast or the Midwest or the South. And this shit, let the record show, like, I've heard a couple of people from the South shit on the West Coast, but not as much as we got love from them. You know what I'm saying? Like, if anybody is like just understanding and cool and know what it is definitely the South. You know what I'm saying? And they have an ongoing beef with the East Coast. You know what I'm saying? And it's just, that's just what it is. You know? And then if we get called out about whining or some shit like that, it's like, okay, cool. Cool, but we know for a fact, I don't think nobody, especially from New York, Philly is one place, and I also think, you know what I think, is what we don't talk about. It's like the uncomfortable conversations about the coast and the cities and things like that, which should be talked about, because when you got artists from the East Coast coming out here, and up and coming, next big thing, and they come out here and they get murdered, and now that's a stain against our city. You know what I'm saying? Like, to these rap niggas that be playing a role, that shit look cool to them. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, it's a bad look, because it's like a lot of the fan base, they don't know how to separate a fan base from a isolated situation. You know what I'm saying? So it's like one of those things where, oh, this shit happened in LA, it's you LA niggas. They put everything on everybody. And it's like, ugh. You know what I mean? And we all got caught up in it. We get caught up into it to a degree because it's certain sounds that we like, that we're accustomed to, that we stick with. When you think of New York, you think of that gritty boom bap sound. When you think of the West Coast, like it's that smooth. You know what I'm saying? It's different. The tempo is different. The bass is different. The melodies is different. But there's not there has never been a narrative where niggas was like the West Coast don't fuck with East Coast artists, and we don't be. It's like when I hear shit like, oh yeah, we don't. I don't like the old boy said. I don't fuck with K-Dot because I don't like his voice. I don't like the voices and stuff. I'm like, yo, niggas never said anything about Old Dirty Bastard. We just accepted it. And we just looked at it for what it was. Who is this? This nigga rap like this. And we fuck with it. And he's a legend. And we just left it at that. We get critiqued on everything, which is crazy thing is a lot of our music, not a lot, but some of our music, you know, we're the inventors of gangster rap. Niggas from the East Coast that blame today's violence on the West Coast gangster rap because we created it. True story. So you see, like, everything that I'm talking about has been backed. It's on camera. You're hearing these niggas talk. During the battle, we seen niggas side the battle rap world, all East Coast niggas going for Drake. Yeah. All East Coast niggas. And then you had the Gillies. And then you had the Cams and the Mace. And it's like, damn. Y'all seen Maul on Rory and Maul podcast. That nigga crashed out. That nigga crashed out because that nigga K-Dot called Drake a PDF file. And nigga lost it. The nigga almost had a heart attack. And niggas don't like for us to win for nothing, bro. Nothing. Now niggas is siding with Lil Wayne. Like now, when did niggas deserve to perform in a city because the Super Bowl was there? When did niggas deserve? Niggas didn't start feeling that way until they seen K-Dot pop up at the fucking Super Bowl with Dr. Dre and Snoop because it was in L.A. and the L.A. Rams won the Super Bowl. That's why niggas was mad. That's why niggas is mad. Because the Dodgers won in 5 on their home field. It's a cold thing being an LA fan right now. LA anything. I forgot who I was talking to the other day. And I'm like, if we had to move somewhere else, I said I'll move to Jamaica. Oh, Markel. Yeah, I'm talking to Markel. So I told him I'll move to Jamaica. And he said he was like Canada. I was like, I don't know if we accepted over there. I'm not risking. Or at least not Toronto, right? But yeah, I pay attention to all of it. I think it's corny. I be hearing niggas go out their way to just say something negative. That's the part. It's not the opinion. It's how you're expressing the opinion and why you're doing it. That's like, really? The shit comes off corny. It just does. Even during the battle, we could see it. Again, we seen niggas who we thought was just super professional and cool, mild, laid back, crash out over this beef, yelling, jugular vein about to burst. This little nigga got y'all, that nigga fucking y'all up, man. And nothing is like, y'all know this niggas been playing this motherfucking album like crazy. But now, but we're doing too much. Hey, niggas never came. Go show me. Look, look, and I'm pretty sure y'all can find maybe a tweet or two. You don't see niggas online talking about, man, they playing the hell out of this Drake. This Drake, no, nigga. No. Niggas didn't, look, if the song was dope, niggas bop to it. If we didn't like it, niggas just, that's y'all shit. That's y'all shit. But y'all be, I watch everybody. Y'all niggas is corny. It's like when they say about, yeah, niggas that be joking around too much, there's some truth behind them jokes. And some truth behind them jokes. About how niggas really feel. Y'all niggas ain't gonna, y'all would never let K-Dot sit at the top of the mountain. Like Thanos. Nah. Look how he took over. Look what he did to the history book alone this year. And I'm not talking about the shit that they be talking about on IG. You know, all the records that he's breaking as far as streaming and views and on all this shit. No, I'm not talking about that. You know what the fuck I'm talking about. He picked your mans up, slapped that nigga around, and buried that nigga. And y'all, we waited and let y'all say, oh, this is the best rap beef of all time. It's either you're going to give him that or you're going to discredit Drake. And it's hard for y'all niggas to do that. Because just like y'all said, well, the reason why he happened this year is because of Drake. Do y'all understand how stupid that sounds? No, from homie to homie. Look at me dead in my eyes. Do you know how dumb that sounds? And then, if you fast forward to right now, do you actually understand how dumb that sounds? Because the battle wouldn't mean anything without the other side popping, stupid. It wouldn't mean anything. We would be sitting up here laughing at Big Sean getting punked around. Maybe even some of y'all online saying, enough is enough. This nigga's just doing too much. Why, 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 why? Because y'all know he's not a worthy competitor. Drake is. And your man's, hey, y'all make excuses for this nigga, and it's like, why? Why, look, if you, whatever you say, Kendrick lied, he used bots, niggas do not care. You want me to defend that? Nigga, your man's lost. There's toddlers going around singing Luther word for word. Nigga, your man's lost. And y'all up in, oh, rap is weird now. No, nigga, you weird. Go back and listen to the 90s R&B and shut up. The year is not even over. I don't even think it's a K-Dot thing. It's not a K-Dot thing. It's not West Coast music. No, you niggas just don't like the way we celebrate. The nigga Math Office said he can't be number one because he doesn't have anything in his catalog that's better than Life After Death. None of you niggas is playing Bodak Yellow. Whatever that shit is at. What is that shit called? None of y'all niggas is playing that Cardi B. None of them. Right? You telling me. Hear me out. You telling me that. What was that shit called? Invasion of privacy. You telling me invasion? I didn't even know. I thought it was Bodak Yellow. That's the single. You telling me that was better than... Hey, man. That is wild, bro. You telling me that was better than Victory Lap? That's what I'm saying. Like, y'all ain't gonna never give us the crown. Y'all ain't, y'all, what y'all did in y'all eyes cannot be shaken up by anybody outside of the parameters. You have no answer to what KDOT has to do in order to solidify the number one spot of all time. You have no, because literally, KDOT, because now y'all gonna stop liking this music. KDOT can rinse and repeat and do the same thing Jay-Z did, right? Just go the same route, right? Retire at a certain point, but act like I'm retired, come back a little bit, and then go buy a lot of shit, get married, right? Start showing up to sports events and stuff like, and y'all still not gonna give him the title. He could literally Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan moves, and y'all gonna be like, nah, y'all not gonna give it to him. Y'all not. Y'all wouldn't even give it to him if Nas or Jay-Z gave it to him. Y'all still would fight it. I don't know what it is, dog. It's low key like racism, ain't it? That's how it feels, but I think it's the celebration. Niggas spilled champagne in New York on that baseball field. They spilled a lot of champagne, and they watched Juan Soto watch to celebrate. And he just flew out here to see if he wanted to be a part of the team. And if he does join, niggas from New York is really going. I have a layover in New York this year. So I need to be on my best behavior. I do. But it is what it is. Niggas is seeing it. But now that, you know, once we start talking, once we start tweeting, then we doing too much. We doing too much. Some of y'all niggas ain't even Drake fans, but I'm just throwing y'all in there with them. Same niggas that y'all could tweet all day, the captions that he put, the lyrics, 7 a.m. in Dubai, whatever the fuck. Y'all gonna post it. I know, because I seen it. I'ma seen it. Yeah. Y'all niggas is weird. All y'all niggas. L.A. and the Bay Area put out some great music this year, and it's extremely difficult for niggas to say, I fuck with it, or I see why it's getting the love that it's getting, but it's not for me. But niggas, hey, if niggas don't like something, hey, it's not for them. When niggas don't like, when West Coast do something and they don't like it, oh, they about to break, nigga. They about to talk to you. They about to tell you why. Yeah. But I guess, look, we whining. We doing too much. KDOT lied. Why are y'all celebrating a pedophile song? That's everything. They got think pieces on everything now. Hey, look, the lawsuit, this is what y'all look. Y'all, now we got to the point where y'all say, look, I know my nigga lost, but he's doing something for the greater good, which I guess it's just bad timing. I guess he knew this whole time, but he chose the right time to do it, which was the day after GNX dropped, or at least the weekend, I should say. The weekend, because GNX dropped, that Friday, and, you know, tore up that weekend, and then that's when we got the whole lawsuit move. Look, hey, Drake deserves his money. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know. All I know, look, everybody has been saying, go for Drake, root for Drake, vote for Drake. Hey, look, if it's for the greater good, you got my vote, right? All we're saying is, you know he got his ass whooping. You know this is part of that ass whooping. It is. Hey, niggas swear up and down. Hey, please don't do this again. Please don't text me. But what about the PDF file allegations? This shit is literally recorded. If you really think about it, it's already is. I shouldn't have to explain this. Things that's out there is already out there. I haven't had nobody is like they not gonna bring it up. But if you do bring it up, they literally don't have an excuse for it. Your man said his phone got hacked and leaked a video of himself. And then we know about the other videos. But it's like, that's crazy. You niggas is more worried about kids hearing about this information than... Niggas want to look into the lie, though. That's the thing. Y'all want to go ahead and look into the lie. Let's make sure this nigga is lying. Hey, the nigga, let's just say the nigga lied about everything. The nigga still won the battle. Oh, my bad. It was the bots. It was the bots. So the bots influenced the song to be better and heard across so many goddamn regions. And then that forced them to go to these concerts and sing them word for word. Well, I guess we got to come to an agreement that we got to, something got to change. Somebody, he might have to get a belt up. We celebrate, 12 Cal, apparently we celebrate in a very petty-ish type of elitist type way. People don't like it. People, and I, well, we've always known it. You know, the Lakers could lose a game and have a losing season, and I'm going to get text messages about that, tweets about that. You know, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. As soon as them niggas lose, like we just played Utah the other night, and they damn near beat themselves. And so we only beat them by like 2 or 3 points or some shit like that. And what was it? I think we only won by like a point or two. Something, it was something, you know, it was a bucket. It was a bucket away from us losing. And the nigga got on Twitter and said, barely beating Utah is not a good look. See? It don't matter, bro. It does not matter. I will sit up there and I will listen to niggas. I'm pretty, look, as long as this nigga keep whooping Drake's ass, because he told him to walk around with a Daft Punk helmet, hey, it's the criticism, the more and more, and it seemed like, it just seemed like the content from Kenny just keep getting better and better. So the more and more this nigga keep going, the more and more them niggas gonna find an angle to just shit on niggas. And we're all involved. All involved. Like, we hear everything. And that's cool, because guess what's going to happen? Nothing. We ain't going to do nothing. We're not going to say nothing. I'm the only nigga that's saying something. Everything going to go back to how it is. I don't know how the music going to be within the next year or two. It's going to be it's going to be some wild time. We don't know how it's going to look. Now, I think this is transitioning to another... It might go to the vibey conscious rap. We'll see. We don't know. It might go to the lyricist. We don't know. We don't know. I think that, and we'll know after this lawsuit. That's what and who knows? But some shit about to happen. You know what I mean? But no, that's all I wanted to say. 12 Cal, maybe I could still do that show where I break down the reason and why K-Dot will ultimately run away with the number one spot and probably be light years ahead of whoever you consider second or third. To me, it's self-explanatory. But then there might be a lot of details that has either been forgotten or not known by people outside of California. So, yeah, I don't even think it's, I don't even think it's close, but at the same time, I want to say, just think about that list, though. That, you know, that list is that list. But yeah, like I got K-Dot up there. You know what I'm saying? And whether you want to call it recency bias, guess what? Niggas heard this GNX album and I played it, as of right now, it's been played for a whole week and a couple of days. I've listened to a couple of R&B songs and then back to this album. I've listened to three R&B songs since that album has been out. The album is that good for people that still lying, talking about it's his voice or it's the production. Okay, we got you. I'm still listening to the podcast. I'm still going to see your clips on YouTube and wherever else you post your clips. We're going to see them, and we know K-Dot is not for you. You still think Drake won and he had the better song and he was the better rapper. We get it. You got it. Okay. Cause we don't want niggas like Maul crashing out anymore. We don't want motherfuckers like Ricky crying because she look at this nigga like Captain America, and that's cool. But I just know for a fact, no matter how much history is being rearranged by this nigga from Compton, y'all niggas do not want to get him the crown. Y'all don't want to. And I get it. I know P. Diddy is down bad. You know what I'm saying? And like, no disrespect, but it's like we've tapped into our sound and our sound has been going crazy apparently too long and niggas don't like it. But it's like, I'm starting to sense a little what y'all sound is. Because it's definitely, it's drill is not y'all sound. Do y'all do it? Absolutely. Do y'all do it well? I suppose so. You know, I know where drill is perfected and originated. And I've never heard it come from New York. Not first. No. And let them overseas and them Chicago niggas battle for that number one spot. But I know it was in New York. So there's no sound out there. There's no sound out there. And guess what? This might be the first time you ever hearing this. You want to know why? Because niggas don't go on podcasts and talk about that shit. We don't be wasting our time hating on niggas that we always wanted to be cool with anyway. But you think niggas is sitting here complaining every time about, man, them beats is grimy as hell. That shit too gritty. That shit da 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 da. Like, nah, y'all niggas be wasting y'all energy. Real talk. We'll sit up there and diss our music, but niggas will take a look at some of our culture and then go about it. I'm still baffled that there's some 6-0s in New Jersey. It's none of my business. It's none of my business. But I've never heard, dog, they said they had started gangbanging in 93. I never seen niggas wear red or blue from New York in the 90s, in all of the 90s. I didn't start seeing that shit. I ain't gonna even lie to you, my nigga. I didn't start seeing niggas wear red and blue like that, bandana-wise. Until y'all niggas saw Lil Wayne and Dipset do it. And now all of a sudden, it just became a fucking costume. All right, well, you know. We're in the month of December. Shout out to my Sagittarius. Those are my neighbors. Capricorn season is on the way. That's what we're here for. That's what I'm here for. That's what I like. That's what I love. That's what I appreciate. We're on the way. So shout out.